for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning.
Praise God, I'm serious too. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus believers. And good morning to Jesus believers all over the world. Father God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Where do I start? I'm going to start here. See, I ask God lots of questions. I ask God questions like about delivering stuff, and I ask God questions about demons. I ask God questions about why people don't get delivered. And then seeing as how God sends me all these hard cases, I ask questions about them. Now, I'm going to share something in a minute here. And I knew I was going to have a problem because God gave me some answers. All night long, I've been up and down. Because I asked God, I want to make sure Jessica's on here to hear this. Okay. I'm sure she is somewhere. Okay. I asked God to show me the witchcraft that was put on your daughter when she went to, where did she go? She went to Brazil or somewhere like that. Brazil, right. And they did that blue witchcraft on her. And it's some churches operating right here in America that use that blue witchcraft. And I never could, say Apollo, Brazil. I never could get the full understanding. I also asked God, I said, God, I understand that witches have books of shadows and they write all their stuff and then they, you know, when they build a coven, they share it. And they share each other's books of shadows. I said, but God, where do they get this? How do they get this information? I'm talking to God now. Because see, if I go to witchcraft to find out, then I'm subject to becoming a witch. So I said, God, would you show me how to defeat this stuff? I said, I don't need to know how it works. I just need to know how to defeat it. So what year was that, Jessica, when I met your daughter, Marissa? Can you tell me what year that was? Because that's the year I asked God about that blue witchcraft. That would have been 2019. Okay. And brothers and sisters, from 2019 to now, I didn't have an answer. So I just waited. I just prayed like I knew how to pray. But I know that like certain cultural witchcraft, it really takes God to show you the seed and the root of it. And you cannot go against, another thing is like, you cannot go against the will of another person. I don't care who it is. Because that's why witchcraft is so dangerous. If you go against the will of another person, then you become a witch. And that's how so many people that are bound by witchcraft become witches, because they think they can go to the witchcraft because that's what they know how to do to get the witchcraft taken off. Oh, 2017. I'm going to take that off. It was 2017. Okay. So I've been seeking God for an answer to this blue witchcraft since 2017. And I never did get it until last night. You see, that's why the Bible says you have to wait on the Lord. And you have to do things according to his time and not your own. I never could understand how they work that, even in churches, at altars. And I never did understand the root of it and the seed of that blue witchcraft and that blue magic, sorcery. Last night, that's why I say I've been up and down and I'm really kind of tired, but I wanted to come on here and then I'm going to go rest because I finally got my answer, how it works and where it come from and how it is handed down verbally, orally, through initiation, and through shamans. So I'm tired this morning. I'm not going to go into it, but I want you to know God getting ready to save your daughter and a whole lot of other people that are under the demonic subjection of that blue witchcraft and that blue magic. It's stronger than Macumba. It's older than Macumba. And it requires blood sacrifices. And it's terrible. And it's just terrible. So I want to thank God. I want to thank God for finally giving it to me. And I just listened to your teaching days ago from then concerning this. So as you see, it was getting close. So if you could pull that teaching up, maybe they need to listen to that before I I'm going to write a little booklet. And but I'm here to tell you this morning, your daughter about to be free. Your daughter is about to be free. Brothers and sisters, and thousands of people, God used her to keep me pressing in since 2017. 4 years. 4 years ago, I asked God, how did it work? How could it have such a profound effect in taking over somebody's mind? It was the Sorcerer's Stone teaching. Jessica just put it up here. And amen. And it has been a battle. It has been an absolute battle. Battle. To get that answer and to find out. And it's real, real big up in Minnesota. Real big in Minnesota. It's real big in Minnesota. That blue Brazilian sorcery is what it is. But you cannot destroy it permanently until you can find out the seed and the root. And I'm so happy to God. You see what happened? Yesterday we did nothing but minister to the Lord. Yesterday we ministered to the Lord. We asked him to come in. I'm telling you something. You don't know why God is asking you to do something. You just need to do it. And when you do it by faith, you'll see the results. So yesterday, by us ministering to Jesus and giving Jesus free reign, he gave me the answers. Because, see, I don't ask Jesus for stuff like the stuff he say that he'll give us, our daily bread and all that. I don't ask him for that kind of stuff. I ask him for answers to stuff that will free people for real. And that's what happened yesterday. We came into agreement. I don't know how he blessed you. Maybe a couple of you could come on and give me some testimonies on the blog talk. But I'm telling you how he blessed me. Gave me some answers to stuff I've been asking him for since 2017. I mean, to me, that is just great because that's what I ask God for. And you know what else I found out? You're going to laugh at this one. Now, you're going to think, Erica, certainly you knew this, but it just never occurred to me. This Ted line, Jesus line, God been using me to make disciples. I didn't know it. It never clicked. All I've been doing and all I've been saying I've been doing is sharing. But yesterday, I mean, day before yesterday, day before yesterday, God let me know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I've been making disciples for him. And man, I just said, I really had to laugh because I'm telling you the truth. I didn't even know it. I wasn't even thinking along discipleship, you know, framework. But God, let me know. He let me see it clear as day through another minister that I don't even like, by the way. I mean, it ain't that I don't like him. I just don't like his style. Because I don't think you could teach about the Holy Spirit and not be baptized in the Holy Spirit. But God used him for me to understand I've been making disciples. And that's why I couldn't just stay on Omega Man. And that's why I couldn't just come up under somebody that didn't believe and didn't know Jesus like I do. Because see, to know him is to love him. To know him is to be blessed by him. And so when God showed me, like yesterday was the breakthrough day. Yesterday was the breakthrough day. And I began to see because There are, as I told you, I can't put everything on this line. But there are some people, right, with us that are doing some serious warfare. I mean, putting their life on the line, putting their family's life on the line for God. There are some people on this line that really are suffering and have suffered for righteousness' sake. And so when the Lord let me know that, I had to laugh. I said, okay. Because you see, if he had told me, I would have I just see myself as a missionary. And that's what missionaries do. They just go in and they preach the gospel. And I have missional work in my heart. In my heart. Because I know everybody needs Jesus. Everybody needs what the Son of God has come to bring to mankind. So as God was giving, I see one. I'm going to hit that phone. I'm going to hit that number in a minute. This is what else God told me last night, in between showing me the blue magic and how it works and all that. God said, I want you to understand something, Erica. Now, I don't want anybody to misquote me on this. But God told me I will stand up in heaven and confess it. Last night, God said, Erica, do you realize that demons are older than Jesus? I say, what? I said, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. You ain't going to turn me into no crazy cult leader. And I kind of felt like God was smiling. He said, demons are, that's when he was getting ready to show me all this blue stuff. He said, demons are older than Jesus. He said, doesn't the Bible say for this purpose that Jesus was revealed to destroy the works of the devil? I said, yeah. He said, well, if Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil, then the devil's works were here before Jesus came. I said, wow. He said, but now understand this. The devils and demons are not older than God. I say, wow. He said, that's why it takes God through Jesus in you to destroy the work of the devil. Say the demons are older than Jesus. Check it out. B.C. A.D. Demons are older than Jesus. But they're not older than God. And that's why you have to understand Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit are one. Are one. He said, now keep that in mind. I'm going to show you some stuff. And that's when he began to show me. And that's why some demons are harder to get out than, powers, principalities, and so forth. And that's why you can't use the same old dead techniques that the devil done etched in stone. And you make you defeated before you ever start out. Make the demons, no ways not to come under subjection. That's why you need the blood of Jesus to drive demons out. Make them under subjection. He gave me, as another headliner sent me some stuff on the Masonic here in America. There's some stuff on that ain't never been exposed. There's some stuff on that Masonic that is just mind blowing right here in America. But But remember that God said the demons older than Jesus. Believe it. But they're not older than God, who is Jesus, who is the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. That's why you got to know God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit working together in unity because they're one. That would have made you laugh too if God told you that the demons were older than Jesus, wouldn't it? See, these are the kind of questions I put before God because I know can't nobody else give me the answer. I didn't know anybody I could go to and get the answer to that, but I got the answer, and I got the real answer, and I had to wait 4 years to get it. So there has been a breakthrough. I asked you to stick with God. Some of you, I told you things, and now you're seeing them 3 and 4 and 5 years later. You weren't ready to see it then. You didn't have the anointing for it then. I know I didn't. But I know how to wait. And I know how to keep pursuing and pressing in prayer. This is how some witches can trip you up. Trip you up. Why? Because the demon's older than you too. It takes Christ in you. It takes Christ in you to understand that. You can't handle no demon. Because you don't, first thing, you got to know what are you dealing with. Anyway, we've entered into the breakthrough. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I believe that before the night is over, somebody is leaving here with a breakthrough. Somebody's going to leave you with a breakthrough in your heart, a breakthrough in your mind, a breakthrough in your finances, a breakthrough in your family. I need about 50 people to shout, breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Come on, somebody shout, breakthrough, breakthrough. Come on, somebody shout, breakthrough. Come on, clap your hands up high, everybody, come on.
My life and my salvation. When the wicked, my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up, they stumbled and fell.
discouraged, he still makes a way out of no way. Do you believe in the God of your breakthrough? Yeah, yeah. Hey. I believe you're going to have a breakthrough tonight in this. Breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in my struggle. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough when I live and glorify your name, breakthrough when I dance, breakthrough when I shout. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough.
9272, your mic is open. 9272.
Good morning, Dr. Erica.
Good morning, praise God.
I am so full this morning. I am so full with joy, with peace, just overwhelmed. Yesterday, when you had us go before the Lord and just get in his presence on behalf of ourselves, our spouses, and our children.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Yesterday, I spent the entire day with my second oldest daughter. And her and I used to combat and have battles all the time. There was such peace, even when I had to correct her, she received it with such peace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I know he had been doing it, but he showed me the manifestations of the breakthrough
mm-hmm.
in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing bothered me, nothing. Everything that tried to throw at me, I combated it with the word of God and peace held it. Oh,
Ooh.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
My baby girl called me while she was at work, and she was in a murmuring, complaining spirit place. And I shut it down and corrected her. She got angry at first. She hung up. But I just prayed, and I called out her name, and she called back. And she apologized. She said, Mommy, I'm sorry. I don't know why I acted that way, but I'm sorry.
Praise
and
God.
And this is the child that I'm sorry doesn't come from her lips that frequently.
Amen.
my God, when I say Dr. Erica, he showed himself yesterday.
Praise
he
you, Jesus.
He showed himself in me so much.
Praise you, Jesus.
Oh, I am just so full. So full. My testimony can go on and on and on with just what he did on yesterday.
Thank you, Lord.
On yesterday. Just from laying in his presence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And trusting in him to do what he said he would do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because he made some promises and acts to our family concerning us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching them unfold, Dr. Erica. I'm watching them unfold.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
I just give him all the glory, all the glory, all the glory belongs to him. Oh, I can't thank you enough. I can't thank you enough, Dr. Erica, for the things you do day by day in my life. I can't speak for nobody else.
Thank
but
you,
the
dear.
Things you open up and reveal in my life that helps me to be the disciple God has called me to be.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just thank him. I thank him for you daily.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm on my way. Now I know. I'm on my way. He's giving you some stuff because now I'm ready to receive it. I wasn't ready before.
See? Thank you, Jesus.
But I'm coming now. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hey.
Oh, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Oh, my heart is free, Dr. Erica. My heart is free from so many things. Abandonment that I didn't know I had. Oh, Jesus, I thank you. Thank you for just dropping off the spirits that had attached to me that I didn't even understand. But he gave me you, Dr. Erica, and you revealed them. You opened them up. You went deeper than anyone in my life has ever been able to do, and I'm a PK.
Well, they don't know what a PK is. Tell them what a PK is.
A preacher's kid. I grew up in holiness, knowing how to tarry, knowing how to travail. I grew up doing these things. I know about the mourner's bench. I was forced to be in it every Saturday, every Sunday. While everybody else was out playing and partying, I was in the church, folding programs, presenting banners.
Praise God.
But people understand when you're a PK and you're forced to do it, you don't always get everything you need.
Right, right.
You get the top level. But there's some inner stuff that you got to search for.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you, Dr. Erica, that you opened that up in me.
Thank you,
Jesus. I am 58 years old. I am just serving God with a whole heart. My whole heart.
Thank you, Jesus. For the PK.
And as I do that, I'm watching him open up all of my children to me. And I can give him the glory because they're coming to him. They're seeking him. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Oh, Jesus. I just thank you. Thank you, Dr. Erica. I love you so much for the spirit in you, for your obedience, for your push. Oh, God, I thank you. And I know it's not easy. I know it's not easy.
No.
Spiritual warfare, you attack from every angle. You always got to be on guard in your spirit.
Yes.
But I thank God for you, Dr. Erica. I thank God for you. Because she didn't give up.
No, I don't. That's that old soldier. That's that old soldier in me there.
Yes. Yes. Prepare for the battlefield. And I thank him for you.
Praise God. You know, when they went back and found that song, that old podcast on rebuking the devourer, and I heard that song. That was my favorite song. That song that carried me over many, many, many highways and everything. And the philosophy in the song is an all holiness philosophy, you know that. Pressing your way. You got to press your way.
Press.
You got your way. You got to press your way.
Yes.
Ain't nobody going to give you nothing. Ain't nobody going to be nice to you but Jesus.
But Jesus.
So we have to press our way. Look, Ted, Jesus believers, God gave me Philippians chapter 3. Would you please read it? He gave me Philippians chapter 3 for today, and I want you to read it in the King James and the Living Bible. I want you to, you really got to read it in the Living Bible. I'm not going to go into it. I told you this morning, I drug in here because I was tired. So,
my God.
I'm not going to go into it, but I want you to read it because I want to talk to you about it. Philippians 3.
Amen.
Can somebody post that for me, Philippians 3. Philippians 3. It's a great day today. It's a great day to be alive. I'm going to deal with this blue stuff in a couple of days as soon as I can put these scriptures together. There it is. But this is the first one God gave me on the blue stuff. Philippians 3.
Amen.
The whole chapter. But at the end in verse 14, it says, I press for the mark, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Yes, God.
It's a pressing way. It is a pressing way. But we win. We win. We win. We win.
Oh, yes, God.
Don't forget that. We win. It might take us a little time.
Yes, God.
But we win.
Yes, God.
We win the battle and we win the war. We win. But this morning, I'm going to leave you with this. Keep on pressing.
Make some more noise in here. Clap your hands, everybody.
To tell
about a friend
who never fails.
And
You know, I'm going to tell you this. I forgot. We're about to come back on TV, but not the same way. You know, I still have my Roku TV channel. And what we're getting ready to do, we're getting ready to do this out of Mississippi. We're going to have a 24-hour TV prayer line. We haven't worked out all the details, but we have identified a place where to put it. And it's going to be headed up and run by Minister Renee. So we haven't exactly even put the name together, but we're going to have a 24-hour prayer line. And it's going to kind of be hooked up some kind of way with Boston. So we're going to be running this prayer ministry, strictly prayer, where you have somebody you could call and deal and receive prayer from a live person 24 hours a day. So it's just a simple matter now of signing all the paperwork and getting it hooked up. It'll be hooked up by the end of April. It'll be in full swing. So I almost forgot to tell you that. 24-hour prayer. So you know the devil wasn't going to give us no peace. And you know he wasn't going to try to stop it any way he could. But this is going to be TV. And it'll be coming out of Mississippi and Boston.
Make some more noise in here. Clap your hands, everybody.
Come on, touch your hand, touch my way. Oh, everybody feel like coming your way. Touch my way. Messiah.